الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الدين عند الله الإسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. Respected elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy and grace, has honored us with innumerable favors. He has granted us existence from nothing. He has given us eyes, ears, tongue, brain, heart, hands, feet. From among these innumerable favors, the best favor, the greatest favor, is the blessing of Islam. Religion has always remained one. Adam alayhi salatu wassalam came into this world with the religion Islam. Musa alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, all the prophets from Adam alayhi salatu wa salam until our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, they all came with the same religion. Deen has always been one, Islam. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The religion in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only Islam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. One who looks for a religion other than Islam, one who chooses a religion besides Islam, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. That religion will not be accepted from him. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. and in the hereafter he will be from the losers. So all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, right from Adam alayhi salatu wa salam to our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, came with the religion Islam. The aqaid remained the same throughout. Iman billah, iman bil malaika, iman bil kutub, iman bil rusul. The amal changed according to the needs of the time. The ahkam changed. And upon the advent of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, this religion, the religion of Islam, which was evolving as far as the ahkam and the amal is concerned, reached its maturity and reached its completion. And after our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, no new prophet will be born. Only Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam will descend, who is still alive in the heavens, and he too will follow the deen of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The sharia of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ahkam taught and conveyed by our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So from among the innumerable favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest favor is Islam. Because without Islam, a person cannot be acceptable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person lives a life of evil for 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, 900 years, but just before departing from this world, a life of evil, life of ma'siyat, sin, kufr, shirk, nifaq, hypocrisy, but before departing from this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him tawfiq, he accepts Islam and he leaves this world. He has become successful forever and ever. And another person, if he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 900 years, 9000 years, many, many years, but before departing from this world, he uttered the kalima of kufr. He uttered the word of kufr. He left this world without iman, without Islam. He will be doomed forever and ever. So this is the greatest favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. And for every favor, there is shukr. Shukr is wajib upon every favor. Every favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon us, it is necessary that we make shukr. And iman is the greatest favor. Islam is the greatest favor. Now the question we need to ask is, during our lifetime, how many times did we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, you have granted me this greatest favor, the best favor that any person can acquire. Oh Allah, you have granted me this favor without my being deserving of it. Only through your fadl, through your grace, through your mercy, you have granted me this favor. Oh Allah, I am grateful to you." How many of us express this shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this favor of iman, and how many times throughout the life? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during his lifetime, when he wrote letters to the kings of the time, the leaders of the time, in the letter that he wrote to the king of the Roman Empire, he wrote, "Min Muhammadin Abdullahi wa Rasulihi ila Hirakla Azim al-Rum from the servant of Allah, from the messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Hercules, the king of Rome, aslim taslam, become a Muslim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you safety from the calamities of this world and the hereafter. Islam guarantees peace in this world and also in the hereafter. So Islam is a great blessing, my friend. And we need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this favor. And there are three parts to being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any ni'mat, for any favor. There are three things we have to do. One is to acknowledge that this favor has been granted to me by my Creator only through His grace, only through His mercy, without my deserving this favor. So we have to believe this. I did not do anything to acquire this favor. It was only through the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I was granted this favor. Favor of Islam, favor of eyes, favor of ears, favor of rizq, provision, favor of wife, favor of husband, favor of children, favor of home. Any favor that we are granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is only through His fadl, only through His grace, only through His mercy. We have no right upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing, first part of shukr is that we believe with our hearts and with our minds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me this favor only through His fadl, only through His mercy, only through His grace, without my deserving it. And thereafter, we acknowledge the same with our tongues and we say, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. Oh Allah, all praises for You, all shukr for You, all gratefulness for You. And thereafter, the third part, this is the second part. The third part of shukr is, we utilize that ni'mat in acquiring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we refrain from misusing that ni'mat. So the favor of eyes, number one, we acknowledge with our hearts and minds that I was granted the favor of eyes only through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only through His mercy, without my deserving this favor. We acknowledge the same with our tongues and we say, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. And we only see that which Allah has permitted and we abstain from seeing that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made impermissible for us. We look at our parents with love and acquire reward in the hereafter. We look at our children with love, we look at our wives with love. The wives look at their husbands with love. We look at our Muslim brothers with love. We look at the scenery, the trees, the oceans, the stars, the sun, the moon, and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we abstain from looking at those things which bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Watching films, looking at non-mahram ladies, looking at non-mahram men. We refrain from seeing filthy things on the internet. If we are able to carry out all these three parts, all these three ingredients, then we will be able to claim that I have done shukra to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alhamdulillah, to a certain extent. That is, I have carried out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Islam also is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing we need to do is to believe with our hearts and minds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, out of His grace, granted me Islam. Majority of us were born in Muslim homes. And that is how Islam came into our life. If we were born in non-Muslim homes, how difficult it would have been for us to accept Islam. So without any effort on our part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us this great favor. And if he desired, we could have been a Muslim of the Ummah of Adam alayhi salam. We could have been a Muslim of the Ummah of Isa alayhi salam. We could have been a Muslim of the Ummah of Sulaiman alayhi salam. We could have been a Muslim of the Ummah of Dawud alayhi salam. Any other Nabi. So he granted us Islam and he made us an individual of the best Ummah. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. We have been granted the title of Khayru Ummah, best Ummah. Because our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best Nabi. He was the best Nabi, so this Ummah has to be the best of the Ummah. Kyun na paaye teri Ummah Khayru Ummah ka khitab. One Urdu poet says in a couplet, Kyun na paaye teri Ummah Khayru Ummah ka khitab. Tu hai jab khairul bashar, khairul rusul, khairul anam. When you are the khairul bashar, best of the humans, when you are the best of the messengers, khairul rusul, when you are the best of the creation, khairul anam, why should not your ummah be given the title of khairul ummah? You are khairul bashar, you are khairul rusul, you are khairul ummah, so your ummah has to be you are khairul anam, your ummah has to be khairul ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, innal jannata hurrimat ala al-anbiya'i hatta adkhulaha wa innal jannata hurrimat ala al-umam hatta tadkhulaha ummati. Jannat will be prohibited upon all the anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam until I do not enter jannah. I will be the first to enter Jannah. Other Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam will not be able to enter Jannah until I enter Jannah. The doors of Jannah will remain closed. Ana hamilu liwa'il hamdi yawm al-qiyamati wala fakhra. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I will be holding the flag of hamd on the day of Qiyamah, and all the Anbiya from Adam alayhi salatu wassalam until Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will be walking behind me with their ummah. I will be right at the front. An awwalu shafi'in wa awwalu mushaffi'in wa la fakhra. I will be the first to intercede on the day of Qiyamah, and I will be the first whose intercession will be accepted on the day of Qiyamah. An awwalu man yaqra'u bab al-jannah. I will be the first who will knock on the door of Jannah on the day of Qiyamah. And then he says, inna al-jannata hurrimat ala al-anbiya'i hatta adkhulaha. Jannat is haram upon all the anbiya until I enter Jannah. Wa innal jannata hurrimat ala al-umam hatta tadkhulaha ummati. Jannat is haram upon all the ummah until I enter, until my ummah enters Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us Muslims, and Muslims of the ummah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a great honor, a great honor. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam once read in Torah, in the alwah, in the tablets that he was given in the scriptures, the certain qualities of this ummah. So he mentioned these qualities and he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I find in the scriptures that you have given me mention of an ummah who will be like this, who will be like this, who will be like this, who will be like this. Ya Rab, faj'alhum ummati. Oh Allah, that ummah is so precious, so virtuous, so great. Make them my ummah. فَجْعَلْهُمْ ummati. Make them my ummah. أَجِدُ فِي الْأَلْوَاهِ أُمَّةً يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ يَا رَبْ فَجْعَلْهُمْ ummati. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Musa, tilka ummatu Ahmad. Oh Musa, that is the ummah of Ahmad. That is the ummah of my beloved Nabi Ahmad, my beloved Nabi Muhammad. So Musa alayhi salatu wassalam said, oh Allah, make me an individual of that ummah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this ummah so many virtues that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is desiring to become an individual of this ummah, a member of this ummah. But it was not decreed for him. It was not in his taqdeer. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no Musa, You can neither become the Nabi of this Ummah nor an individual of the Ummah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said the same thing, oh Allah, grant me this Ummah. Allah said, no, tilka ummatu Ahmad. So he said, oh Allah, let this Ummah remember me. This Ummah is so great that I would like this Ummah to remember me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted this request of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And now in every salat when we read, salat ala nabi, durood, اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. We are so precious in the eyes of Khalilullah that he say, oh Allah, if this ummah cannot be mine, if I cannot become the individual of this ummah, then give me this honor that this ummah remembers me. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said the same thing. Oh Allah, make this ummah mine. Allah said, no, make me an individual of this ummah. Allah accepted his prayer. And he raised him up into the heavens. He is still alive. And he will return before the day of Qiyamah. He will live a normal life. He will follow the Sharia, this deen of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he will strive for this deen. And then he will go to Madina Munawwara. And he will stand in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and he will say, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will reply. And he will hear the reply of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will get married, he will have children, he will die in Madina Munawwara, and he will get buried in the rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr and Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah. This is the failure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, that He has granted us Islam, He has made us Muslims, and Muslims of the best Ummah, Muslims of the Ummah of the best Nabi. And this ni'mat He has granted us without our deserving it. We have done nothing to acquire this ni'mat. Our parents, our forefathers, they have done nothing to acquire this name. It has come only through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we had no quality that attracted this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without any deserving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this name. So we have to believe this state and say, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. Once a brother wrote to me regarding his spiritual life, his amal, his ma'amulat, and in that he had written, which was a lesson for me. Sometimes the seniors also learn from their juniors. The knowledgeable also learn from those who are not knowledgeable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, He guides us through so many means. If we always turn to Allah and say, oh Allah, I want to reach you, I want to reach Jannah, I want to please you, you help me, you create the resources for me. So he wrote to me that it has been my practice for so many years that daily in the morning I read a tasbih of Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr in the morning and Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr in the evening, with the intention of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only for the favor of Iman. And when I read his letter, it struck me that never did this thought occur to me that on a daily basis, at least once you should say that, oh Allah, I am being grateful to you for this great. He was being grateful to Allah 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening, daily, for this great ni'mat, Islam. And the third ingredient of shukr, we value this ni'mat. We value this ni'mat and we learn Islam from the ulama, from reliable ulama, from authentic ulama, from reliable authentic books. We learn from the ulama whose piety is known to us, whose authenticity is known to us. We don't just go onto the internet, on the Google, and read anybody's article, listen to anybody's bayan, only because he happens to be a good speaker, only because he happens to be famous. No. We learn from ulama whom we know to be God-fearing, whom we know to be authentic, whom we know to have an authentic chain which leads right to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin rahimahullah ta'ala says, Imam Muslim rahimahullah ta'ala quotes him in his muqaddimah, inna hadha al-ilm deenun. This ilm is deen. Ilm is deen. If a person wants to become religious, how will he become religious? First he will have to learn and thereafter practice. Ilm will come before amal. So this ilm is deen. Inna hadha al-ilm deenun. If ilm is incomplete, a person's deen will be incomplete. Deen can only become complete if ilm is complete. If ilm is complete, amal will be complete. Deen will be complete. If ilm is incomplete, amal will be incomplete, deen will be incomplete. If ilm is authentic, then amal will be authentic, deen will be authentic. And it will be acceptable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if ilm is not reliable, then amal will not be reliable. And if amal is not reliable, it is not acceptable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nowadays it's become very common that people pick up anything, people read anything, and people get swayed without even knowing who the author is, without even knowing what his aqidah is, what his belief is, without even knowing his chain, does it lead to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not? So we need to appreciate this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by valuing it, by acquiring ilm, and after acquiring ilm, by practicing it. And that is real Islam. Because Islam means submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to carry out this obligation of shukr. We will only do shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ni'mat if we learn Islam and thereafter we submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aslim does not only mean become a Muslim. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. And the Quran says that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Aslim. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was already a Muslim. So what is the meaning of become a Muslim? No. Aslim means enter the fold of Islam and remain steadfast on Islam. Become a Muslim and remain a Muslim. Alhamdulillah, we have entered the fold of Islam. Some of us, or many of us, right from birth, some of us later. Great name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have become Muslims. We have become Muslims. But our eyes are not Muslims. Our eyes, they are not Muslims. Our ears are not Muslims. We do not submit our eyes to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not submit our ears to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We listen to music, so the ears are not Muslim. We listen to ghiba, our ears are not Muslim. We lie, our tongue is not Muslim. We look at filthy things with our eyes are not Muslim. In order to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great favor, we need to become real Muslims. Eyes, brain, heart, mind, ears, the whole body should be Muslim at all times during 24 hours of our life. And during these months, Zulqadah, Zulhijjah, during the months of Hajj, right from Shawwal, we hear over and over again the sacrifices of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He left his father, he he tried to slaughter his son. Whatever he was asked to do by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he submitted. And Allah says, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was Muslim. Inna Ibrahim kana ummah qanitan lillahi hanifa wa lam yakun minal mushrikeen shakiran li anumihi istawahu wa hadahu ila siratin mustaqim wa atinahu fid dunya hasana wa innahu fil akhirati laminas salihin. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was an example for all of us. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was also an example for all of us. And the Sahaba were examples, the pious predecessors were examples. Let me just narrate one incident before I conclude. Imam Zainul Abidin, rahimahullahu ta'ala, the grandson of Ali radiyallahu anhu, the son of Hadrat Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, once he asked one of his slaves to prepare water for wudu. He was preparing for Jummah Salat, Eid Salat, Salat, to go somewhere. So the slave brought water in a utensil made of clay. And just as Imam Zainul Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala was about to perform wudu, the utensil fell. And it broke, making his clothes dirty. And immediately anger was visible on his face. Because he was in a rush, he had to go somewhere. The slave was not careful. But the slave knew that the person he or she was dealing with, whether it was a slave girl or a male slave, the person who he or she was dealing with was a complete Muslim. One who always submitted to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the slave said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْقَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Jannah is prepared for the people of taqwa. Jannah is prepared for the people of taqwa. And what are the qualities of the people of taqwa? الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْقَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Those who swallow anger. So Imam Zainul Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala said, Qadam to ghayzi. For Allah, I have swallowed my anger. So the slave said, Allah further says, Wal'afina anil nas. Jannat is prepared for those people who forgive people. So Imam Zainul Abidin said, Afawtu anka. For Allah, I have forgiven you. So the slave further recited, Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْقَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those people who do good. So he said, أَنْتَ حُرٌّ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. Go, you are free for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the types of Muslims that are needed to attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we, my friends, become Muslims in its true sense, then the Ummah will come out of the turmoil that it is in throughout the world. We are the problem and we are the solution. So we are the problem, we are the solution. We have left Islam, so we are facing this turmoil. If we become good Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resolve all our problems. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.